Karina with you. Time to catch up with our good mate, wildlife warrior, Trish Prendergast. Surprise, surprise, he's not in bed this morning. Hello, Trish.
Good morning. No bed this morning for me.
No, it's usually your day off. What are you up to? Where are you off to?
Oh, I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning.
That must be terrible.
It's been absolutely horrible. It's so cold. Sun wasn't up.
There are a handful of us who get up even earlier than five, Trish.
Yeah, thanks. I'll pass on that one.
No, fair enough. Now, wildlife-wise, you and I were having a chat during the song. It's been very quiet this week, which is actually good news.
Yeah, as I said, I'm heading out past Charter South to a friend's station today to help with teach the horse kids on horses, and it's nice to drive out here and not see a lot of roadkill.
Yes.
We've had a bit of rain, so a lot of the kangaroos and wildlife are kind of staying away from the edge of the road. But it has been reasonably quiet on the wildlife front the last week, which is great to hear.
Now, we'll get to your website in just a second and Facebook as well. Let's talk V8s coming up. And not necessarily the wildlife will be disturbed by all the noise and the commotion, but people who live around the area should really look at taking care of their pets, particularly dogs, over this period of time.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm a senior vet nurse at Townsville Vet Clinic, and I think that, people's dogs get reactions to fireworks, loud noises such as the V8 cars. So the best thing you can do is if your dog does have anxiety issues or a fear from those loud noises, make sure that they're safe and secure either inside or in their yard so that they can't escape and, of course, cause an accident or worse, be hit by a car. It is actually ourselves that create the fear in the dog by reassuring them. So the best training, I guess, when it comes to fireworks, thunder, loud noises, is to actually reward them and completely distract them from it rather than trying to, I guess, mollycoddle them in a way.
Yeah, okay.
And instead of saying to them, oh, it's okay,
yep.
Which then your voice changes, so it actually puts a fear in them that you're making a fuss over the noise, so they then become fearful.
Yeah, okay.
So you're better off, making them sit, completely forget about the noise that's going on and ignore it pretty much.
Okay, so just pretty much like in a marriage, like if one of them's going off, you just walk away and ignore it and then everything's
okay. Well, I'm not married because you haven't found me a husband yet. So,
yeah, look, and I'm not married either. I'm not giving any advice. Now, Trish, you do handle lots of wildlife, not just snakes, and you've got a Facebook page?
Yeah, I've got my Townsville Snake Handler page, which isn't affiliated with Townsville Snake Catchers. It's completely separate.
Mm-hmm.
My contact number's on there, and anyone can contact me at all about any wildlife. I've got 17 years' experience dealing with most wildlife, and if I don't know their answer, I will put them onto the right person. And, of course, available most of the time for snake call-outs and advice on snakes too.
Excellent. I will get that on our Facebook page. Have a great time teaching the kids with the horses today. That sounds like so much fun.
It is. I can't wait for it.
All right. Good luck, and I'll talk to you next week.
See ya.